8. The Lean Startup: How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses. By Eric Ries. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Lean Startup: How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses by Eric Ries is a book that provides an innovative approach to starting and running a business. The author argues that traditional methods of launching businesses are outdated, and instead proposes the Lean Startup method, which focuses on rapid experimentation, customer feedback, and iterative product development. This method allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works for their customers and build successful businesses without wasting time or resources. Ries begins by discussing the concept of innovation accounting, measuring progress in terms of validated learning rather than vanity metrics such as revenue or downloads. He then explains how startups can use this information to make decisions about product design, marketing strategies, pricing models, etc., based on data-driven insights from customers. He also outlines several key principles for lean startups, including building minimum viable products, MVPs, embracing failure as part of the process, pivoting when necessary, and using agile software development techniques. In addition to providing practical advice for entrepreneurs looking to launch their own companies using the lean startup methodology, Ries also discusses how larger organizations can benefit from adopting these same principles. He argues that established companies should focus on creating new products through continuous innovation rather than relying solely on existing ones. By doing so, they will be able to stay ahead of competitors while still maintaining profitability. Overall, the Lean Startup: How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in launching a business or improving upon an existing one. It offers clear guidance on how entrepreneurs can use data-driven decision-making processes combined with agile software development techniques in order to create successful products without wasting time or resources. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Validated learning. Validated learning is the process of testing a hypothesis to determine if it is true or false. This process helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which ideas are worth pursuing and which are not. By testing hypotheses, entrepreneurs can save time and resources by focusing on the ideas that have the highest potential for success. Main idea number 2. Minimum viable product. A minimum viable product, MVP, is a product with just enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future product development. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly test their ideas and get feedback from customers before investing too much time and money into a product. Main idea number 3. Build, measure, learn. The build, measure, learn cycle is a process of creating a product, measuring its performance, and learning from the results. This cycle helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which features are working and which are not, allowing them to make adjustments and improve the product. Main idea number 4. Innovation accounting. Innovation accounting is a method of tracking progress and measuring success. This helps entrepreneurs to identify which ideas are working and which are not, allowing them to make informed decisions about which ideas to pursue and which to abandon. Main idea number 5. Pivot or persevere. Pivot or persevere is a decision-making framework that helps entrepreneurs decide whether to continue working on an idea or to pivot and try something new. This helps entrepreneurs to make the best use of their time and resources by focusing on the ideas that have the highest potential for success. Main idea number 6. Customer development. Customer development is the process of understanding customer needs and developing a product to meet those needs. This helps entrepreneurs to create products that customers actually want, increasing the chances of success. Main idea number 7. The 5 whys. The 5 whys is a problem-solving technique that helps entrepreneurs to identify the root cause of a problem. By asking why 5 times, entrepreneurs can get to the heart of the problem and develop a solution that addresses the underlying issue. Main idea number 8. Innovation tournaments. Innovation tournaments are competitions that help entrepreneurs to quickly identify the best ideas. This allows entrepreneurs to quickly test multiple ideas and select the one with the highest potential for success. Main idea number 9. The 4 steps of entrepreneurship. The 4 steps of entrepreneurship are idea, team, execution, and learning. This helps entrepreneurs to focus on the most important aspects of launching a business and ensure that they are making the best use of their time and resources. Main idea number 10. The 3 engines of growth. The 3 engines of growth are the sticky engine, the viral engine, and the paid engine. These engines help entrepreneurs to identify the best way to grow their business and ensure that they are making the most of their resources. Main idea number 11. The 4 steps of the scientific method. The 4 steps of the scientific method are observation, hypothesis, experiment, and conclusion. This helps entrepreneurs to test their ideas and make informed decisions about which ideas to pursue and which to abandon. Main idea number 12. The Lean Canvas. The Lean Canvas is a tool that helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify the key elements of their business model. This helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify the most important aspects of their business and focus their efforts on the areas that have the highest potential for success. Main idea number 13. The MVP loop. The MVP loop is a process of creating a product, testing it with customers, and making adjustments based on customer feedback. This helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which features are working and which are not, allowing them to make adjustments and improve the product. Main idea number 14. The 4 steps of customer discovery. The 4 steps of customer discovery are problem identification, solution exploration, product validation, and customer validation. This helps entrepreneurs to understand customer needs and develop a product that meets those needs. Main idea number 15. The 4 steps of customer creation. The 4 steps of customer creation are awareness, acquisition, activation, and retention. This helps entrepreneurs to identify the best way to acquire and retain customers, increasing the chances of success. Main idea number 16. The 4 steps of product development. The 4 steps of product development are idea generation, prototyping, testing, and iteration. This helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which ideas are worth pursuing and which are not, allowing them to make the best use of their time and resources. Main idea number 17. The 4 steps of business model design. The 4 steps of business model design are customer segmentation, value proposition, revenue model, and cost structure. This helps entrepreneurs to identify the best way to make money and ensure that their business is profitable. Main idea number 18. The 4 steps of business model innovation. The 4 steps of business model innovation are idea generation, experimentation, validation, and scaling. This helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which ideas are worth pursuing and which are not, allowing them to make the best use of their time and resources. Main idea number 19. The 4 steps of experimentation. The 4 steps of experimentation are hypothesis, experiment, analysis, and iteration. This helps entrepreneurs to quickly test their ideas and make informed decisions about which ideas to pursue and which to abandon. Main idea number 20. The 4 steps of iteration. The 4 steps of iteration are idea generation, prototyping, testing, and refinement. This helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which ideas are working and which are not, allowing them to make adjustments and improve the product. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Validated learning is an essential tool for entrepreneurs looking to create successful businesses. By testing hypotheses, entrepreneurs can quickly identify which ideas are worth pursuing and which are not. This process helps them save time and resources by focusing on the ideas that have the highest potential for success. Through validated learning, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insights into their target market, product features, pricing strategies, and more. Additionally, they can use this data to make informed decisions about how best to move forward with their business. The Lean Startup methodology, popularized by Eric Ries in his book of the same name, emphasizes the importance of validated learning as a key component of any startup success. According to Ries's approach, startups should focus on creating experiments that test assumptions about customer needs or preferences before investing too much time or money into developing a product or service. By doing so, they can avoid costly mistakes while still gaining valuable insights into what works and what doesn't. In short, validated learning is an invaluable tool for entrepreneurs looking to create successful businesses. It allows them to quickly identify which ideas are worth pursuing and which aren't, while also providing valuable insight into customer needs and preferences. Main idea number 2. A minimum viable product, MVP, is an important concept for entrepreneurs and innovators. It allows them to quickly test their ideas with customers before investing too much time and money into a product. An MVP should have just enough features to satisfy early customers, while also providing feedback that can be used to improve the product in the future. This approach helps entrepreneurs avoid wasting resources on products that may not be successful. The Lean Startup methodology, popularized by Eric Ries, emphasizes the importance of creating an MVP as soon as possible. By launching a basic version of your product, you can get customer feedback quickly and make adjustments accordingly. This iterative process allows you to refine your idea until it meets customer needs more effectively than competing products. Creating an MVP doesn't mean sacrificing quality or design. Rather, it means focusing on what matters most, delivering value to customers in the shortest amount of time possible. With this approach, entrepreneurs are able to launch their products faster and start generating revenue sooner. Main idea number 3. The build-measure-learn cycle is an essential part of the Lean Startup methodology. It involves creating a product, measuring its performance, and learning from the results. This process helps entrepreneurs to quickly identify which features are working and which are not, allowing them to make adjustments and improve the product. By repeating this cycle over time, entrepreneurs can create products that meet customer needs more effectively. The build-measure-learn cycle starts with building a minimum viable product, MVP. The MVP is a basic version of the product that has just enough features to test it in the market. Once released into the market, entrepreneurs measure how customers respond to their MVP by collecting data on usage patterns and customer feedback. Finally, they use this data to learn what works well for customers and what doesn't work so well. By using this iterative approach of build-measure-learn, entrepreneurs can rapidly develop products that better meet customer needs while avoiding costly mistakes associated with traditional development processes. As Eric Ries explains in his book The Lean Startup, How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses, startups exist not only to gain customers but also to learn how best to serve those customers. Main idea number 4. Innovation accounting is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to measure the success of their ideas. It helps them identify which ideas are working and which are not, allowing them to make informed decisions about which ones to pursue and which ones to abandon. By tracking progress over time, innovation accounting can provide valuable insights into how well an idea is performing in the market. This information can be used to adjust strategies or pivot when necessary. Innovation accounting also allows entrepreneurs to set realistic goals and track their progress towards those goals. This helps ensure that they stay on track with their plans and don't get sidetracked by unproductive activities. Additionally, it provides feedback on whether or not certain initiatives have been successful so that adjustments can be made if needed. Overall, innovation accounting is an invaluable tool for entrepreneurs who want to maximize the success of their business ventures. By tracking progress over time, it enables them to make informed decisions about what works best for their company and what needs improvement. Main idea number 5. Pivot or persevere is a decision-making framework that helps entrepreneurs decide whether to continue working on an idea or to pivot and try something new. This framework encourages entrepreneurs to take stock of their current situation, assess the potential for success, and make an informed decision about how best to move forward. It also emphasizes the importance of learning from failure and using it as a tool for growth. The key components of this framework are experimentation, iteration, and adaptation. Entrepreneurs should experiment with different ideas in order to identify which ones have the most potential for success. They should then iterate on those ideas by making small changes over time until they find one that works well. Finally, they should be prepared to adapt quickly if necessary in order to stay ahead of competitors or changing market conditions. By following this approach, entrepreneurs can maximize their chances of success while minimizing wasted effort and resources. The goal is not only to create successful products but also build sustainable businesses that can thrive in any environment. Main idea number 6. Customer development is an essential part of the lean startup methodology. It involves understanding customer needs and developing a product to meet those needs. This helps entrepreneurs to create products that customers actually want, increasing the chances of success. The process begins with market research and customer interviews. Entrepreneurs should ask questions about their target audience's wants, needs, and preferences in order to gain insight into what they are looking for in a product or service. Once this information has been gathered, it can be used to develop a prototype or minimum viable product, MVP. The MVP should then be tested with potential customers in order to get feedback on how well it meets their expectations. By using customer development techniques, entrepreneurs can ensure that they are creating something that people will actually use and enjoy. This reduces the risk associated with launching new products as there is already evidence that there is demand for them from potential customers. Main idea number 7. The 5 whys is a problem-solving technique that encourages entrepreneurs to ask why 5 times in order to identify the root cause of an issue. By asking why repeatedly, entrepreneurs can get to the heart of the problem and develop a solution that addresses its underlying causes. This method helps entrepreneurs avoid making assumptions about what might be causing their problems and instead focus on finding out exactly what is causing them. This technique works by having entrepreneurs start with a specific problem they are facing and then asking themselves why it is happening. After each answer, they should ask themselves again until they have asked why 5 times. Through this process, they will eventually arrive at the root cause of their issue, which can then be addressed directly. The 5 whys approach has been used successfully by many successful businesses as it allows them to quickly identify issues and come up with solutions that address those issues effectively. It also helps prevent them from wasting time trying to solve symptoms rather than addressing the actual source of their problems. Main idea number 8. Innovation tournaments are a great way for entrepreneurs to quickly identify the best ideas and test them out. The idea is that multiple ideas can be tested in a short period of time, allowing entrepreneurs to select the one with the highest potential for success. This approach allows entrepreneurs to save time and resources by focusing on only those ideas that have been proven successful through testing. The lean startup methodology encourages innovation tournaments as part of its overall strategy for creating successful businesses. By using this method, entrepreneurs can rapidly develop their products or services while minimizing risk and maximizing efficiency. Through rapid iteration and experimentation, they can quickly determine which features work best and which ones need improvement. Innovation tournaments also provide an opportunity for collaboration between different teams within an organization. Teams can come together to brainstorm new ideas, share feedback on existing concepts, and collaborate on solutions that will help move the business forward. Overall, innovation tournaments are an effective tool for helping entrepreneurs identify promising opportunities quickly so they can focus their efforts on developing those into successful products or services. Main idea number 9. The first step of entrepreneurship is idea. This involves coming up with a concept for a business and researching the market to determine if there is an opportunity for success. It also includes developing a plan that outlines how the business will be structured, what products or services it will offer, and who its target customers are. The second step of entrepreneurship is team. This involves finding people who have the skills and experience necessary to help bring your vision to life. It's important to find individuals who share your passion for the project and can contribute in meaningful ways. The third step of entrepreneurship is execution. This involves taking action on all aspects of launching your business, from marketing strategies, financial planning, legal considerations, product development, customer service initiatives, etc. Finally, the fourth step of entrepreneurship is learning. As you move through each stage of launching your business, it's important to take time out to reflect on what has worked well and what could be improved upon in order to ensure future success. Main idea number 10. The sticky engine is the first of the three engines of growth. This engine focuses on creating a product or service that customers will use and return to again and again. It involves understanding customer needs, developing an effective user experience, and providing ongoing support for users. By focusing on customer retention, businesses can create long-term relationships with their customers. The viral engine is the second engine of growth. This engine relies on word-of-mouth marketing to spread awareness about a business's products or services quickly and efficiently. Businesses can leverage social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, etc., to reach potential customers in an organic way. Finally, the paid engine is the third engine of growth. This engine involves investing money into advertising campaigns that target specific audiences with tailored messages designed to generate leads and sales conversions. Paid advertising campaigns are often used by businesses when they need quick results but may not have enough resources for other forms of marketing. Main idea number 11. The four steps of the scientific method are essential for entrepreneurs to test their ideas and make informed decisions. The first step is observation, which involves gathering data about a problem or phenomenon. This helps entrepreneurs identify potential solutions and develop hypotheses about how they might work. The second step is hypothesis, where an entrepreneur formulates a theory based on the observations made in the first step. The third step is experiment, where an entrepreneur tests their hypothesis by conducting experiments that measure outcomes against expectations. This allows them to determine whether their idea works as expected or if it needs further refinement before being implemented in practice. Finally, the fourth step is conclusion, where an entrepreneur evaluates all of the results from their experiments and draws conclusions about what worked best and why. By following these four steps of the scientific method, entrepreneurs can ensure that they are making informed decisions when it comes to developing new products or services. By testing out different ideas through experimentation rather than relying solely on intuition or guesswork, entrepreneurs can save time and money while also increasing their chances of success. Main idea number 12. The Lean Canvas is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to quickly identify the key elements of their business model. It helps them focus on the areas that have the highest potential for success, while also allowing them to quickly adjust and pivot as needed. The canvas consists of 9 boxes which represent different aspects of a business: customer segments, value propositions, channels, customer relationships, revenue streams, key resources, key activities, key partners, and cost structure. By filling out each box with information about their business idea or existing venture, they can gain an understanding of how all these pieces fit together. The Lean Canvas allows entrepreneurs to easily visualize their entire business model in one place. This makes it easier to spot any gaps or weaknesses in their plan before they invest too much time and money into something that won't work. Additionally, it provides a framework for testing new ideas without having to commit too much upfront capital or resources. Overall, the Lean Canvas is an invaluable tool for entrepreneurs who want to create successful businesses by focusing on what matters most and being able to adapt quickly when necessary. Main idea number 13. The MVP loop is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to use when creating and launching products. It involves creating a minimum viable product, MVP, the simplest version of the product that can be tested with customers, and then using customer feedback to make adjustments and improve it. This process allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify which features are working, as well as those that need improvement or removal. By testing their product with customers early on, they can save time and money by avoiding costly mistakes. The MVP loop also helps entrepreneurs stay agile in an ever-changing market. As customer needs evolve over time, so too must the product. This process ensures that businesses remain competitive by continuously adapting their offerings based on customer feedback. Additionally, it encourages experimentation and innovation. Rather than relying solely on assumptions about what customers want, entrepreneurs can test out new ideas quickly without investing too much resources into them. Overall, the MVP loop is an invaluable tool for any entrepreneur looking to create successful products in today's fast-paced world. By testing their products with customers early on and making adjustments based on feedback, they can ensure that their offering meets customer needs while staying ahead of competitors. Main idea number 14. The first step of customer discovery is problem identification. This involves understanding the customer's needs and identifying any problems they may have that need to be solved. Entrepreneurs should use this step to gain an in-depth understanding of their target market, including who they are, what their pain points are, and how a product or service could help them. The second step is solution exploration. Here, entrepreneurs can brainstorm potential solutions for the identified problems and explore different ways to address those issues. They should also consider how these solutions will fit into the existing market landscape and if there are any competitive advantages that can be gained from them. The third step is product validation. This involves testing out the proposed solutions with customers to see if they meet their needs and expectations. It's important for entrepreneurs to get feedback from real users during this stage so that they can make adjustments as needed before launching a full-scale product. Finally, the fourth step is customer validation. This involves getting feedback from customers on whether or not they would actually purchase your product or service once it has been launched. It's important for entrepreneurs to understand what features customers value most in order to ensure that their offering meets all of their needs. Main idea number 15. The first step of customer creation is awareness. This involves creating a presence in the market and making potential customers aware of your product or service. This can be done through advertising, social media campaigns, word-of-mouth marketing, and other methods. The goal is to create an initial interest in what you have to offer. The second step is acquisition. Once people are aware of your product or service, it's time to convert them into paying customers. This requires understanding their needs and providing solutions that meet those needs better than competitors do. It also means having a good sales process in place so that potential customers can easily purchase from you. The third step is activation. After acquiring new customers, it's important to ensure they get value out of what they purchased from you as quickly as possible. This could involve onboarding processes such as tutorials or webinars that help them understand how to use your product or service effectively. Finally, the fourth step is retention. Retention focuses on keeping existing customers engaged with your business by providing ongoing support and value over time so they remain loyal and continue using your products or services for years to come. Main idea number 16. Idea generation is the first step of product development. This involves brainstorming and researching potential ideas for products or services that could be successful in the market. It's important to consider customer needs, industry trends, and competitive offerings when generating ideas. Prototyping is the second step of product development. This involves creating a basic version of your idea so you can test it out with customers and get feedback on how it works. Prototypes should be simple enough to create quickly but detailed enough to give an accurate representation of what the final product will look like. Testing is the third step of product development. This involves testing your prototype with real customers or users to see if they find it useful and easy to use. Testing helps entrepreneurs identify any problems with their design before investing too much time or money into further developing their idea. Iteration is the fourth step of product development. This involves making changes based on customer feedback from testing, as well as incorporating new features or technologies that may have become available since prototyping began. Iteration allows entrepreneurs to continually improve their products until they are ready for launch. Main idea number 17. Customer segmentation is the first step of business model design. This involves identifying who your customers are and what their needs are. It also helps to determine which customer segments you should target with your product or service. By understanding the different types of customers, entrepreneurs can create a value proposition that meets their needs. The second step is creating a value proposition. This involves determining how you will provide value to your customers and why they should choose your product or service over others in the market. A strong value proposition should be tailored to each customer segment so that it resonates with them. The third step is developing a revenue model. This includes deciding how much money you will charge for your product or service, as well as any other sources of income such as advertising or subscription fees. It's important to ensure that the revenue generated from these sources covers all costs associated with running the business. Finally, cost structure must be considered when designing a business model. This includes both fixed costs such as rent and salaries, as well as variable costs like materials and shipping expenses. Understanding these costs allows entrepreneurs to make informed decisions about pricing strategies and profitability. Main idea number 18. Idea generation is the first step of business model innovation. This involves brainstorming and researching to come up with new ideas that could potentially be successful. It's important to think outside the box here, as some of the most innovative solutions often come from unexpected sources. Experimentation is the second step in this process. Here, entrepreneurs can test out their ideas on a small scale before committing too much time or resources into them. This allows them to quickly identify which ideas are worth pursuing and which are not. Validation is the third step in business model innovation. At this stage, entrepreneurs should look for feedback from potential customers and other stakeholders to ensure that their idea has real market potential. Scaling is the final step in this process. Once an idea has been validated, it's time to start scaling it up so that it can reach its full potential. This may involve investing more money or resources into marketing and production, but if done correctly, it can lead to great success. Main idea number 19. The four steps of experimentation are an essential part of the lean startup methodology. This process helps entrepreneurs to quickly test their ideas and make informed decisions about which ideas to pursue and which to abandon. The four steps are as follows. 1. Hypothesis. Develop a hypothesis that can be tested with an experiment. 2. Experiment. Design and execute experiments that will help validate or invalidate the hypothesis. 3. Analysis. Analyze the results of the experiment, draw conclusions, and decide whether or not to move forward with further development. 4. Iteration. If necessary, iterate on the idea by making changes based on what was learned from previous experiments. By following these four steps in rapid succession, entrepreneurs can quickly determine if their idea is worth pursuing or if it should be abandoned for something else entirely. This method allows them to save time and resources while still ensuring they have enough data points to make an informed decision about their product or service. Main idea number 20. The four steps of iteration are an essential part of the lean startup methodology. Idea generation is the first step, where entrepreneurs come up with new ideas and concepts for their product or service. Prototyping follows, which involves creating a basic version of the product to test out its viability. Testing then takes place, allowing entrepreneurs to see how users interact with their prototype and identify any issues that need addressing. Finally, refinement occurs as entrepreneurs make adjustments based on user feedback in order to improve the product. Iteration helps entrepreneurs quickly identify what works and what doesn't so they can adjust accordingly. This process allows them to save time by avoiding costly mistakes while also ensuring that their products meet customer needs more effectively than if they had gone straight into production without testing it first. By following these four steps of iteration, entrepreneurs can create successful products faster and more efficiently than ever before. It is an invaluable tool for anyone looking to launch a business or develop a new idea. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.